It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Hello, hello out there in Radio Land. How are you today? Are you feeling good? You know, I'm always interested if you've had your cup of coffee. I hope you have. I hope you're ready to sit down for a while and enjoy yourself, because I have a fabulous guest that I'm going to interview you here in a little bit. I was driving down the street today in Forest City, and I happened to see that she was sitting at a lemonade stand. And I thought, well, instead of buying some lemonade, I'll just ask her to come out to the radio station to do an interview. I'm making that up, folks, but you should know that by now. So anyway, I'm very happy to introduce today Sarah Hovenga, one of my former students, a great, great person, somebody I truly admire, and somebody who's taken time out of her busy schedule. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Sarah, you are funny. Sarah, tell us a little bit about you. What is your age? I know you're a woman. Maybe you're not supposed to give that.
Sure.
I don't know.
I can tell that to the public.
When you get to my age, nobody cares. And they say, you're still breathing. Well, no, I gave that up 3 years ago. But anyway, so you're young, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 22.
Oh, my goodness. And Sarah, what have you been doing the last few years?
Sure.
After graduating from Forest City High School?
Yeah, so I graduated in 2019 from Forest City High School.
That was a good year, wasn't it?
It was a good year. It was a good year.
Yes.
I have been studying music for the last 4 years at UNI.
Yes.
And I just graduated.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm. I was ready to be done.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. So, why did you choose the University of Northern Iowa, may I ask?
Oh, gosh. It just, the campus was so great. I remember I got a great tour from one of the faculty, and I remember it just felt like the kind of campus that was not too small, not too big. I knew the class sizes were going to be good for me, comparable to what I had. Yeah, that's why I picked it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was close, relatively close
yeah,
to home.
Yeah, relatively
So you could
close.
Bring your laundry home.
Yeah. Exactly. These are important things.
Yes, it is. And you had the opportunity then, Sarah, to finish in 4 years?
I did.
Now, that's a rarity anymore,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I fit it all in. Mm. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. So tell me what your official degree is entitled.
Sure. So I'm certified now to teach K-12 music, and I have a choral music ed degree and then a general ed. It's all kind of mashed in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I know.
And when did you decide, Sarah, I think that we've talked, if my memory serves me correctly, when you wanted to become a teacher? What was the deciding factor?
Yeah, I think when I was in high school, I did so okay. many music activities.
Yes.
And I knew that I wanted to do something with music. Mm-hmm. And I thought for a while, you know, maybe performance. And mm-hmm. at some point I just realized, I don't know that I have the stamina for that and just the drive. And so I realized that I love teaching. I had some great experiences in high school, like being a leader in the choir room. And so I kind of went on that path, and just through all of my field experiences, it just felt like, yes, this is where you're supposed to be.
Oh,
so
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Because it seems to me when you, maybe it was after your first year after your first, your freshman year, and I had talked with you, and correct me if I'm wrong, at that point you were maybe a little unsure.
Yeah.
As to what direction you were going to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair.
Okay.
I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is natural.
Yeah.
Absolutely natural. But then it just seemed to be right for you.
It did. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me a little bit about your student teaching experience.
Sure.
Where did you do it? How long? What were you in charge of? There's three questions
there. Yeah, so I student taught in two different places. I started with elementary. Yes. So I was in Clear Lake at Clear Creek Elementary.
Okay.
Yep, and so I got to spend every day with the littles, and I fell in love with it. I really fell in love with that age. You know, I was hesitant about that for a while, but that experience was amazing.
What was the hesitation? That they wipe boogers on you, or what?
A little bit of that.
Cling to your leg? What?
Yeah. I think it was, I had one experience where I went in and just thought, you know, maybe this isn't the right fit. And then I had a really excellent class with actually a Forest City grad, I believe, Dr. Michelle Swanson. She taught an elementary music class at UNI. And I fell in love with that age and just how, what you can do with general music.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. So what were some of the things you would do in elementary music ed?
Some of my favorite lessons, we did a drumming unit with the fifth graders, which was very ambitious. Putting a drum in front of a fifth grader is a bold choice, to say the least. but I did it. So.
And you lived through it.
I did.
Yes, you did.
No, I really enjoyed it. We did, you know, we learned a lot about the history of West African drumming traditions. And just for me, that was a learning experience, too. And that's, I think that's some of what I love so much about teaching is that, you know, I don't know everything. And so I'm still learning about music. And
Did you have any public performances then for the elementary people?
Yeah, we did a couple concerts. So Clear Lake is special in that they do a really fun concert for third graders at the Surf.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It was really cute. So that was special.
That would be.
Yeah.
Oh, and you had a chance to direct that.
I didn't direct, but
help.
I had a helping hand.
Yes. Okay. So you had the elementary experience, which overall, if I'm understanding you correctly, you liked.
It was great.
Okay. So then where did you go?
So I went to Central Springs next.
Okay.
That was a middle school and high school experience.
I see.
That was a good experience too. You know, I love high school music. I love choir music. So that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Oh my God. Did you do any directing there for a concert or?
No.
Or help them prepare for contests or anything?
Yeah, I got to help them prepare for a state large group contest.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was fun. You know, it's fun to be 3 years out of that myself and now in a different role. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So is it fair to ask you what would be the major differences between elementary and middle school / high school music class?
Oh, that's a good question.
Once in a while, I do come up with one.
Yeah.
I don't think I gave that one to you to think about. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I like that question, though.
Okay.
I would say, for me, the differences are really just the energy that I feel from the students.
Yes.
I mean, I think probably you can speak to this, too. High school is just a different, although it's a different level of material.
Yes.
You know, I get to do the songs that I really love. Maybe it's just the attitude that I don't align with as well. But the elementary students, you know, they just come in with so much energy. And I feed off of that so well.
I know.
No, yes. I certainly admire you for all the years you put into the high school scene.
It does take a little bit of juice. Because you don't always get that back.
Right.
As you
sometimes
probably...
it's like talking to a wall.
Sometimes that's more desirable. So, not really, folks. I highly enjoyed teaching, but there were moments that the wall would talk back to me, and then I did worry. So then, so have you now found? Are you employed for this fall?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Yeah. So I just accepted an elementary teaching job in Hampton, Iowa. Yes.
Close to my alma mater.
Really?
I went to Sheffield Chaco, which is now West Fork.
Sure.
But Hampton is right down the road.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. And so what are the grade levels you'll be accountable
for? Sure. So it's K through 4th.
Oh, my goodness. So I get an idea. I have an idea, Sarah, that you're already planning some things of what you'd like to do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now I'm guessing you're probably going to live somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah, that's the hope. You know, I'm still looking, but that's the hope.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that is amazing and wonderful. Did you have ample opportunities of lots of places to interview at, or did you just limit yourself to a couple? Or
I interviewed at a couple different places, and the teacher market right now is, pretty good. There's lots of openings, and so I was lucky in that I got to really be selective about where I wanted to teach.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. Sarah, congratulations. That's
Thank
going
you.
To be great. And you'll always remember your first year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll reflect on it. And then before you know it, it's all over. It's like, where did those 39 years go? Okay. Wow. That was really exciting. So, Sarah, now that we have found out academically how you have become successful and how you're going to be successful in life, and you have been, tell me a little bit about your family.
Sure.
Let's segue into that.
Yeah, so I have two younger brothers. They are twins.
They are?
One is Dan. He's the really, really tall one, if you know him. he is also working at Winnebago this summer.
Oh, okay.
And he's been studying for the last year at Iowa State.
Yes.
Chemical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got the big brains. So I think he's enjoying that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other twin, Joey, he's the runner, if you know him from that. He is running at Pella at Central College and working at the pool this summer.
Oh, my gosh. Diverse, but yet so closely related. Yes.
And he is studying nursing.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. High aspirations for both of them. Yes. And then what does your mom do, may I ask, if she works outside the
home? Sure. So my mom has been working at the Granite Showroom in town.
Oh, okay.
And she's also right now been really excited. She's been able to do some translations. She's bilingual, which is really cool.
Oh, my
And she's
goodness.
Been doing some translations.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good for her. And then your father?
Yep. He works at Winnebago.
Oh,
yeah, he
what's
is an
his
engineer.
Position? Engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And has your family lived in the Four City area your entire school career?
Yeah.
Okay. My goodness. So you are happy to say that you graduated from the hallowed halls of Four City.
I did.
Okay. So when you, let's segue now into high school.
Sure.
When you were in high school, what were some of the extracurricular activities you were involved with? I know you were very, very busy. Actually, you started before that.
Yeah.
You were a little...
Amaryllis.
Yes, Amaryllis in Music Man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That
I remember that. Were you an eighth
musical.
Grader? Seventh grader.
I want to say sixth I was grader? Either a sixth grader or
Oh, my goodness.
I know I was like a baby.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, these high schoolers.
Oh.
So scary, but I remember really enjoying that.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah.
So go ahead and talk about what
Sure.
You,
so, please. Well, musicals. I did all the musicals.
Yes,
In high school, let's see, I was involved in the band, marching band, choir, speech for musical theater.
Yes.
Show choir.
Yes.
Gosh, I think I'm hitting them all. I'm like thinking through the seasons.
I know.
But
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you mention the spring play?
Yeah, I did that one year.
Oh, was it just that one year? Little Women.
Little Women, yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, so fun.
Oh.
And
my
I
gosh.
Loved those books. The book, so, yeah.
Was that part of your inspiration for trying out? Is it?
Oh. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which leads me to my next question. And I think I know the answer to this already. You are quite an avid reader.
I am.
All right.
Yeah.
So I remember in school, you seemed like, Sarah, you always had a book with you, or if you had a moment, you would read.
Mm.
So what kind of literature do you like?
I like, let's see, I go through different phases of reading.
Sure.
I went through a little bit of an Agatha Christie kick last summer. I was doing like all the mysteries.
Okay.
I love Jane Austen.
Yes.
I like a period piece. So that's kind of where I tend to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you like the classics?
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you don't necessarily pay attention to the New York Times list? More or less.
I think the last one I read was Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, sure.
I don't know if you've read that, but that I think that was the last one on that list that I loved.
So is this something you do on a daily basis then?
I don't read as much as I would like to.
Okay.
Right now I'm working my way through Emma by Jane Austen.
Yes.
Um, But yeah, I don't read as much as I'd like to. So I need to get more into that mm-hmm. this summer.
What do you like to do for fun, Sarah?
Oh, gosh.
If you ever have free
yeah.
time.
Well, when I have free time, I love to be outside. Mm-hmm. Lots of times you'll see me out on the trails on my bike in Forest City. Yeah.
A bike enthusiast.
Yes, I like cycling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not for competition, just for leisure.
Okay.
But
yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then recently I have just been like super excited about travel. So.
Oh, now yeah. you've done some traveling.
Yeah.
Well, that was a natural lead in for that next question. Where are some of the places nationally and internationally you have traveled in, at your young age?
Sure. So when I was in high school, I mm-hmm. got to do an AFS study abroad experience oh. for 2 weeks
okay.
in Ireland.
Oh, I just came back from there a year ago.
Did you really?
Oh, I didn't want to come back.
I
love it here, but I didn't want to come back.
It's incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. a whole different, and I remember mm-hmm. the most from that trip is just everything is so relaxed.
Yes.
Like time is just different there.
Yes.
Yeah. There's not as much of a, as a hustle culture.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And cheap.
Yeah. That helps too.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of sheep and cattle. yes. But anyway. Okay. So you did that.
Yeah.
And then where else have you been?
Okay. So just this year, actually,
yes. Yes.
I went to Germany with my mom.
Yeah. I remember seeing that on Facebook.
Yes.
Just the two of you?
Yeah. So her sister is stationed over there right now.
Oh.
So we got to visit her and her family over there. So we went to castles and oh my goodness, it was such an adventure. And we also took a train into France. It was about a about a 2 hour train ride to mm-hmm. Paris.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any general statements you want to make about the German culture from your brief time there?
I would say, you know, we were on a base.
Yes.
And in a town near a base. So we
okay.
had a lot of experiences with Americans.
Okay.
But the experiences that we had with Germans mm-hmm. were all around so lovely.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to say the same for France, too, because,
oh,
you know,
yes.
I had heard the stereotypes going
oh,
in.
Yes.
And
yes.
certainly Paris is a tourist town.
Yes.
But I don't think we had any bad, snooty French waiters. Like, we had lovely, lovely people that
wonderful.
We were interacting with. So.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. Yes.
Yeah.
So you felt like the French people really welcomed you.
Yeah, at least from our experiences.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's just because we were just these clueless, you know, Americans walking around.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
But yeah, mm-hmm. no, we had great experiences.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So where are some other places maybe you would like to travel?
Oh, gosh. My family, yeah, so many.
Yes, okay.
You want me to pull out my list?
No. Yeah, you surely can if you'd like.
Right now, we're planning a trip to Colorado. And I've been to Colorado, but that was in the winter, so I'm excited to see it in the summer. Oh, gosh.
Where specifically are you going?
Estes Park.
Oh, yes.
And then we're going to go into Rocky National Park as well.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And that's coming up this summer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by the time this airs, it might be winter.
Oh, so, I've already been there. You can ask me about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
So where are some other places in the United States maybe you might be interested
yeah, so
in?
I personally have a goal to visit all 50 states before I'm 30. I'm 22. I've got a ways to go, but that's my goal.
Wow. And yeah. why are you setting the goal for yourself?
I don't know. I love to travel. I just,
okay.
yeah,
okay.
it was just something. I don't know if it's mm-hmm. something I read somewhere that someone said, and I was like, oh, well, that's a good goal.
Have you thought about how you're going to do that? How many, what direction you would go first and which states you would conquer first?
I need to hit a lot of East Coast states.
Okay.
I think I have to do it in like one shot, too. It's got to be a road trip.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be something you'll be doing in the summer, then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once you get, that's one of the perks of teaching is that you do get some time off, which you richly deserve,
right.
may I say.
Yeah.
But something you really
sure.
should have. Anyway, Sarah, you've answered your questions really well. You passed the test so far.
Oh, good.
I wanted to tell you a couple things. First of all, I remember you sent me your senior recital.
Yeah.
And I listened to it. It was amazing.
Thank
amazing,
you.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Mm.
You really, yeah, I realize that maybe you're not pursuing public performance, but with a voice like that.
Yeah.
I hope you get the opportunity.
I would say that's a piece of my life that is missing right now. I think that's the next step for me, is exploring some options for performance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be wonderful. So that leads me to this question, sure, which I ask all my happy guests, victims, whatever they constitute calling it. What did you like, or do you like at this time, about living in the North Iowa area?
Yeah, North Iowa is home. It's obviously where I grew up, and sure, I love the people. I think it always comes back to that. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a beautiful part of Iowa as well, but I think it just always comes back to the people. They're friendly, mm-hmm, and in all my travels, it's just nice to come home.
Oh, mm-hmm, wow. And so you could probably still consider Hampton to be part of North Iowa.
I think so. South. I wasn't sure. But yeah.
I think that would probably still work. So have you had any future aspirations? Have you thought about you want to teach for so long and then try something different? Is it fair to ask that question? Or,
you know, at the moment, I don't know that I know the answer to that. But
of course,
excited to, you know, experience my first year of teaching and wherever that takes me at some point. You know, maybe getting a master's degree and moving up in that way. But
absolutely.
Yeah, that's about all I know right now.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Anyway, I'm so grateful that you took time out of your schedule to come and speak to us.
Oh.
And I love having young people on. Well, I like people of all ages. But anyway, the issue being that people that I've affiliated with or known in school, just to find out how successful they are and where they're going, it's very heartwarming for me that you are going to, especially that you're going into teaching.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think that's the grandest profession. Mm-hmm. And I know that you're going to make an indelible mark, and you're just going to really bond well with those kids.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So anyway, Sarah, I wish you the best, and thanks for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. And that's it, folks. That is Sarah Hovinga. And I'm telling you, folks, someday, I believe, I'm making a prediction that Sarah is going to be much better known as a vocalist. Oh, I do, because your voice is like butter, butter. All right. So with that, folks, I'm glad you took a little time out of your schedule. Now, maybe you need to get up and trim those bushes, and maybe you need to mop the floor, or maybe you just need to make dinner. I don't know where you're at with your life, but I want you to know that I'm peering through your window watching what you're doing. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. So anyway, with that, I'm signing off, and have a good one. Bye-bye.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.